to record on this.
I can listen.
Okay. Can I?
Yes. So, when you see this happen, you know, for me, it's always strange that sending people for ministry to some people will always have a good result, because spending time with those people will make them to just be changed and transformed. You can see the light in their eyes. You can see that, you know, they've received life. They've received the kind of life that will make them to be a blessing to other people around them. While with others, you'll see that spending time, and it's not, if you discover what they spoke about, it's not really, you know, negative things or even, you know, gossiping, or there's a spirit that they impart because of the steering wheel. And I want to say to you this morning, you know, when it gets to us wanting to speak life and starting to change and transform our minds, we must get back to the conversation about, God, are you really leading my life? Are you really so in control that I want to speak life? That when I speak to somebody else, I've already experienced that they've prayed for me. And they've prayed me and my life into being. And I know that I can spend time with them because they've actually spent time in the throne room of God. I don't know that there's something significant in spending time in and around their lives because they've got the right steering wheel. Okay, Ian is just doing better and better. Yeah. Ian, don't touch anything, please. It's all right, don't worry, Ian. it's spending time with people that actually knows who's in control of their lives. And so I guess if we have a conversation about our mouths, my dad always, and I only have an appreciation for that today, he would always, you know, as children, we would not leave the house before he would pray for us that we will have a guard over our mouths. It's strange. We always thought it was crazy. You know, why would dad every time pray this? Today I have an appreciation for that because I realized that he was a man that spoke truth. He was a man that spoke lie. He was a man with the ability not to speak a lot of words. But when he spoke it, he had the ability to ignite people's lives. And I want to say to you this morning, that can only happen if Jesus is behind the steering wheel. And James actually goes further, and he says that this tongue that we are speaking about this morning, the unruliness of it, in verse 7, he says, "For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind, but no man, no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison." Romans 7 verse 24, Paul writing to the Romans, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do what I want, but I do what everything I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do what I want, but the evil I do want to is what I keep on doing." This is the most difficult verse, part of the Bible to always read, because Paul always seems so confused here. "Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do it, what is right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretch man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? Psalm 140 verse 3. They make their tongues sharp as serpents, under their lips and venomous asps. Listen to this. Guys, there's a call to integrity, and this is where James is going to. A call to integrity. James 3 verse 9. With it we bless our Lord and Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth, same blessings and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. So James is very serious when he says, listen, there's a problem. If there's two things happening in your life at the same time, you speak life and death, there's a problem. You must discern this and actually get back to the steering wheel conversation. Because that is not of God. And whatever is not of God, we want to remove. So, people come to me from time to time, they say, but I struggle to speak, not speak negative words. I struggle to actually, you know, speak the kind of life that is necessary. I struggle to be optimistic. I struggle to speak wisdom. Guess what? Where you should start? The steering wheel conversation. The fact that God is convicting us to come to the place and the understanding that out of ourselves we can actually not get it right. Even though you try. You need a transformation. You need Christ to be in control of your life. And out of that relationship with Him, living waters will start to flow. Out of that relationship, wonderful things will happen. Because guess what? Out of your best efforts, you will not be a good person. Whenever you do evangelism in a city like London, I can tell you, the first thing that people want to believe about themselves is that they are good people. If you ask them, are you a good person? They will say to you, yes, I think I'm a good person. I'm at least not as bad as my neighbor that's breaking down the house every weekend. Because that is how we measure ourselves. According to the strife and level of society that we are living in. The problem is society is going haywire. It's crazy. What's happening in the world right now is crazy. You know, you can't watch one series these days without it being filled with sexual lust and perverse desires and money and power and control and breaking people's lives and doing whatever you want to, as long as it's to your own benefit. Do you agree with me? That is the picture that we see around us every day of our lives. We're confronted with that, and yet, within that, we justify ourselves and what we speak as it's at least better than Luther. Or what is the other characters on BBC? You know, if I can at least not say God's name in vain, then I'm all right. Because everyone is doing it. I'm telling you, you're not supposed to get close to that. Because the standard that God wants for us is a loving relationship with Him in such a way that we will experience life in abundance. James is a difficult book. And so, he says, do not with the same mouth that you worship God on a Sunday, that you worship God this morning, also curse the people that God so loves. The people that God are so committed to. Stop. Because how can you do that if you really love God? And then, my second point today is consider wisdom. And you thought it's all negative. James says in verse 13 of chapter 3, he says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in meekness of wisdom. James says that action speaks louder than words. And meekness is one who welcomes God's dealings through all of the trials that we have. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to His purpose. What a lovely scripture. The fact that God is so committed to us that He says to us, listen, the wisdom that I want to give you is the one of meekness, knowing whenever to speak, self-control. The fact that you have self-control in your life and that you can come to a place of meekness where I can use you. An untamed horse is worth nothing. It's got all the potential in the world and it can do all the most amazing things if it's just tame to the level where its skill can be used. And we as Christians many times, you know, are such wild horses. You know, we just want to do our thing. And, you know, our gifting is so important to us. And yet, it cannot be used until we can channel it to meekness. To the fact that we have self-control. And we have an ability to do so through Christ that strengthens us. That takes control of our lives. That leads our boats. Caution against false wisdom then. James 3 verse 14. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual and demonic. Envy and strife. Okay. And then the results of false wisdom. James 3 verse 16. Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But listen to verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Can I just read it again? But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So verse 17 says to us, in divine wisdom, there's peace. It's peaceable. Divine wisdom brings us to a place of gentleness. Not always attacking, always on the back foot, trying to defend ourselves. And I'm talking about workplace here. I'm not talking about the church. It's easy to do it here. Because we will keep you accountable here. The problem is at work. When there's a boss that throws against you all anger all the time, speaks negatively against you all the time, speaks, and I just want to say this morning, you know what? You've got a very stable, everlasting God that was always the same and will always be the same in the future. And because you are spending time with Him, you will have the results of His character. But guess what? Okay, I know this is distracting, but just try to focus here because we need to go take this one home this morning. People that don't spend time with the everlasting God, what will they portray? Instability, strife, because they don't know any better. The only change that you and I can bring is to live from the source of everlasting life. The fact that our God is stable. Our God knows how to project the right fruit because He is just awesome. And so when we enter into that place of divine wisdom, we see these things happening in our lives. And it means that it's not coming because you don't deserve that conversation from that person in the workplace. It does not come out of a place where you feel, you know, how do they have the right to do so? It comes out of a place where you know what your God says about you. And you know what change He brings about in your life. And because He's bringing such change, you can speak the oracles of God. And so, the picture changes. We're not busy to compare ourselves with any other person. We're not busy comparing ourselves with the justice of the British government and who's right and who's wrong and who's legally... Our commitment is to Christ. You guys can relax, hey, please. It's not a worry now. Yeah, you guys can... Shame. I know you're trying very hard. No, please, don't worry. We'll be focused. Our place comes from a Lord that loves us, in which presence we can actually just abide. And when you get out of that room of true experience with Him, then you can portray the love of Christ to the people around you. But you need to spend time with Him.